Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
Alright, Purple Ninjas, we have been working on this for a very long time, and I'm afraid to ask, but are the ice drones ready?
Boss, of course they're ready. Like you said, we've been working on this very hard for a very long time, and we are very committed to making sure everything goes according to plan, so yes, all of the ice drones are ready.
Alright, Purple Ninjas, that sounds good. Well, you know what to do. Send them to the clouds.
Oh no, that sounds like another evil plan of Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas. What are they going to do? I don't know yet, but today's story begins. It's Saturday morning and Jaden and Ava are having a really great day. Do you know why? Because they play on the same soccer team, and today was their first game. Go, Ava, go! The crowd cheered as Ava got the ball and drove towards the net. Jaden was close behind. Ava, pass it here, shouted Jaden. She passed the ball to Jaden, and Jaden passed it to their other teammate, who shoots and scores! Woohoo! Jaden, Ava, and their whole team were so excited to score a goal. Have you ever played a sport before? Maybe like soccer or baseball or softball, or there's so many really fun sports. And Jaden and Ava, they've played soccer together for a very long time. Soccer's a really cool sport. Do you know why? Well, one, you have to be super fast, which that's another good thing to be on the spy team, is you have to be super fast. And you have to know how to play together on a team. You see, can you play soccer all by yourself against the other team? No, that would be impossible. If it was you against like 10 other kids, I don't know. I don't think there's anyone fast enough that could do that. But working together as a team, that makes the game a lot easier to score goals, and it's actually a lot more fun to play together on a team. Well, their team was winning, and there was only 2 minutes left. And then all of a sudden, a big thunder crashed out of nowhere. Boom! What was that? Ava and Jaden and their whole team looked up at the sky. There was not supposed to be thunderstorms today. Tweet! We need to postpone the game due to lightning. Everyone return to your vehicles. The refs postponed the game due to lightning. They needed to see if this was just a one-time lightning or if maybe it would go away. After 15 minutes, the lightning got even worse. Crash, crash, boom, boom. All right, everyone, we're going to cancel the game. We'll have to reschedule for another day to finish the game. Oh, man, said Jaden. Oh, we were so close, said Ava. Jaden and Ava were both pretty bummed that their big soccer game had been canceled. The rest of the weekend, it continued to storm. It was a storm that was unlike any other they'd seen before. It wasn't supposed to be there, but the lightning kept crashing. Boom, boom. After school on Monday, Jaden and Ava met together at HQ and wanted to check out the weather radar. You see, at HQ, we have the resources of all kinds of really amazing equipment, including the latest weather radar system. All right, look at this. Ava pulled it up on the screen. Something isn't right, she said. It just seems like the storm is being built directly over us. Like it's not like a normal storm that comes and moves through. It's like it's just staying and sitting right on top of us and getting bigger and bigger by the minute. I know, that I've looked at a lot of weather storms before, said Jaden. That's not normal. We gotta call in Mr. Jim. Shh. Mr. Jim, are you there? This is Jaden, over. Shh. Hey, Jaden, what's going on? Said Mr. Jim. Shh. We need you to report to HQ right now because we're looking at the weather radar and something is not right. All this lightning and storming that's been going on over this weekend, it's not a normal storm. Shh. Holy smokes, guys. Good find. Something didn't feel right, but I'm glad you found some evidence. I'll be right there. Over and out. Shh. All of a sudden, the biggest lightning boom happened. Boom! Whoa! Jaden and Ava dove to go underneath a desk. Something that they learned at school, that under a desk is a safe place in the middle of a storm. And all of a sudden, the lights flickered and went out. Oh no, I don't like the dark, said Jaden. It's okay, Jaden. All right, let's get some flashlights. Our emergency lights are over here. Come here, hurry. Ava reached for some flashlights and headlamps and put them on. Oh, that's a lot better with the lights on. I agree, said Ava. All right, the lightning must have messed up the whole power grid of the city, and electricity must be out. We gotta turn on the generator. Jaden, could you run outside out back and see if the generator is up and running? Yep, I'm on it. Jaden took off running to check the generator. A generator is a really great thing to have in the middle of a storm because it provides extra electricity when your electricity goes out. Have you ever been in a storm where the lights might flicker and they go out? Yeah, that can feel scary, right? Oh yeah, it's scary to me too. But as spies, that's okay to be scared. Did you know that you can be scared and brave at the same time? I know that might sound confusing, but yes, sometimes when I feel scared, even after I count to three and choose to be brave, I still feel a little scared. And so Jaden right now, I think inside, and Ava too, they feel a little scared of what's going on with all this lightning and this darkness that when the lights turned off, but they're not letting that scared feeling control everything that they're doing. They have to choose to be brave and go check the generator and turn it on amidst feeling scared. Jaden ran outside out back, and yep, there's the generator, but it was not running. Oh, that's why the lights turned off. You see, when the power turns off, usually the generator automatically kicks on to start the backup power to keep the lights on. But for some reason, the generator hadn't been set up that way, and Jaden turned it on, and great, it turned on. Oh, and the lights all flick back on. Oh, perfect. Jaden and Ava were feeling a lot better. Just then, Mr. Jim arrived at HQ and walked through the door. Hey, Ava. Hey, Jaden, said Mr. Jim. Anything crazy been happening since I've been gone? You could say that, said Jaden. The lights went out and it was really scary, but I was brave and turned on the generator. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but we're really glad the lights are on and that you're here, said Ava. All right, check out these screens with the weather. Doesn't that look weird? That does look pretty strange. Let me call my weatherman friend and see if he has any ideas because it looks like the storm is getting worse and worse. Back up at Dr. Stinky Breath's lab.
This is wonderful. I love a good lightning storm because it keeps everybody inside and not happy. Nobody likes lightning and thunder booms. Ha ha ha! This might actually work. We might be able to control the world if we can cover the world in a big lightning storm and keep the lightning going on forever and ever! Ha 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 ha!
Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas have figured out a way to keep lightning storms going on forever. Is that true? And is this biology squad going to be able to save the day, save the world, and turn off the lightning? I don't know, but we're going to have to wait until the next episode to see how this adventure continues.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.